Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your leading, your inspiration to put this beautiful word, this wonderful, great, and precious promises out there, Father God, to enlighten, to encourage, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that you give understanding and you give leading, Father God. So thank you, Father God, for your work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious brothers and sisters. Our readings this morning is Psalm 103, and it's verses 14 to 18.
For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments.
What we just seen here is we seen a contrast. Yeah, there's the man of the flesh and then the man of the spirit, the carnal man and the spiritual man. Because as we just seen here earlier, yesterday's reading, he hasn't dealt with us according to our sins, our sins, the everything that where we partake of now, that is carnal and natural, is because of the fall of man. But God is dealing with us, and he wants to deal with us according to the heights of heaven, the steadfast love, which is as high as heaven, as the heavens, because it's the image and likeness of God. It's the image and likeness of that Jesus showed us here on earth. That's what he's wanting to bring us into. And here we see, if we just going to hold on to the things of the past and the inferiority that came through the fall, we're going to miss out on the great love, the compassion of the Father for his children, and all the beauty that he has in store here. Because here you've seen the psalmist here is speaking about man. And it's two men. The man here that is his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes by and it is gone. And its place knows it no more. You see, that is carnal man. That is a man outside of the goodness of God, the understanding of the great and precious covenant, the understanding of the love of God that has moved, that is as high as the heavens, to bring about a maturity in our lives. And then you see now the next one. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. So when we fear him, when we revere him, when we respect him, and what is the important thing of respect and loving the Lord? Jesus tells it in John 14. If you love me, you'll abide in my word. Yeah? You'll know the truth. Amen. And the truth will set you free. That's another scripture. But there he says, if you love me, you'll abide in my word, and I will manifest myself to you. And then he goes on later on to say, and we will come and make our home with you. So, guys, we've got to go on into great and precious promises. If we're going to stay with the carnality, the things that we see with the natural eyes, and don't start seeing with our spiritual eyes, we'll just stay in the flesh. And what does Romans 8 say? When we're in the flesh, we can't please God. But when we're in the spirit, when we're spiritually minded, when we are led by the spirit, it's pleasing to God. And that's from whence that is what the creation is waiting for, sons, the sons of God. So You've got two pictures here. You've got a picture of a person that's just staying in carnality, not going on into the great and precious promises, not going on into maturity. And then you've got the one that keeps his covenant and remembers to do what he tells us, do his commandments. When we think commandments, we just think law. We need to go beyond that as well. Why? Because of Jesus. In Jesus, John 12, I'm not so sure. I'll go check. No, I'm right there. But the last two verses you can go read. There, Jesus says he loves to do his commandments, but then he explains his commandments comes from the God that is with him and that is leading him and telling him what to do and what to say. So it's in relationship. It's not letters of the law written outside on stone. It's the God writing the laws on his heart and on his mind. And so that's the same that we need to take hold of. This also this type of thing, if you're going to stay with the inferior things, it's very much also like the guy. Remember the guy that got the three people, the one got one talent, the other one five, and the other one 10. Am I right? Yeah. And the one with five and the one with 10, they went on because their concept of God was much better. But the one with one, his concept of God was shallow, and it wasn't even shallow, it was horrible, because his understanding, this God is just this mean, oh, he sows where he reaps where he doesn't sow. So the concept of God is bad there, and he's the guy that got nowhere with God, with God's kingdom, with destiny and with purpose. And then you've also got yeah, that's why there's a scripture also in the New Covenant that says even there's times we can fall into the flesh, yeah. And we sometimes in the flesh, sometimes in the spirit. But if we make up our mind to please the Lord, even when you're having your bad day, you will always come out of that by looking to God again, hearing the better things. And that's what's, yeah. So that's such a necessity in our life. Always hold on to the great and precious promises. Why? Because it's through them you escape the corruption, you when you got born again, and you staying escaping the corruption. Why? Because you're partaking of the divine nature of God. And then there's something here the Lord showed me is beautiful in Isaiah. Now remember, this Isaiah, he's seen much. Amen. But he also can have his bad day. And here the Lord speaks to him in Isaiah 40 and says, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended and iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." So we've got double for our sins. What's that? Sin has been taken away, and we've got this great and wonderful answers. What we shared in the beginning of the psalm as well. It's no good just for sin just being taken away as far as the east is from the west. And you haven't got something better to move into, something greater to take hold of, the righteousness of God, the goodness of God, the plan of God, the purpose of God. And so he gets this wonderful message, and then this message, a voice cries. You can say it like this as well. In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and the unleavened ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So this is all encouraging. This is a beauty that's coming to the desert, coming to every valley. And then Isaiah says, a voice says, cry. And I said, what shall I cry? And here he reverts back just to flesh again. And like I say, he could be having his down day. And he says, all flesh is grass, and its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, But though, yeah, no, but now, in this speaking about the carnality, speaking about the temporal, speaking about the results of the fall, he has one positive thing to say, but the word of our God will stand forever. Now, that word of God has got to be so rooted in our lives, the great and precious promises, to know that even this flesh has hope. Because the Bible says in Romans 8, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body. It talks about that our spirit, soul, and body will be preserved in the goodness of the Lord. That this kingdom doesn't just come to our spirit, but it's come to our spirit and it's got to work through into our soul and then into our body. So our bodies are the temple of the living God. And therefore, they precious as well. They got a part to play, and we need to hold on to that, because remember, all this whole picture here of the goodness has come to the wilderness, but we saw people dying in the wilderness with after they were taken out by Moses. Why? Because they weren't pleasing to the Lord. And there this whole passage of like the flowers, they were there for a while and then they were gone and no one remembered them. So we need to see that we've got to take hold of the great and precious promises. Bible also says, as babes desire the pure spiritual milk. That which is pure is answers. That which is pure is the voice of the Lord showing you whatever you've been listening to, Him confirming it. That it's the pure is that which you can take hold of, and God's going to back it up. And that's revelation. So understand what I'm saying, guys. Always go on to the goodness of God. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. If you disapproved and you've fallen into carnality, you're looking around you, you've been seduced by the things of this world. But if you're looking upwards and you're looking to the Lord, you are enlightened, you are encouraged, and therefore you can be encouragement to others. Because here now we go, as God just confirms this here after he's spoken about man just, forgetting about, remember, Caleb and Joshua, they went into the promise. They were people of different spirits. And that's the type of people God is calling us to be in this time, to grow into the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. So then God comes to and he just encourages Isaiah again. He says, go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not, for say to the cities of Judah, cities of praise, behold your God, behold your Lord, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So, hallelujah, guys. We got great and precious promises. We got the everything pertaining to life and godliness has been given to us. Just stay in fellowship, stay in taking hold of the good things. And when you've found good things for inferior things, you stay with the good things. You hold on to that which is precious, that which is better, that which is high and lifted up, that which is of God for this time. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving us the desire and the power to do your will and keeping on developing on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.